Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, and thank you for taking the time to join us on today's show. We have a great guest, and we're going to introduce him in just a minute. Let me give you our address. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Our address, our email address. If you want to use snail mail, you can, but if you want to email me, david@revmedianetwork.com. We have a chat window open as well, so if you have a question for our guest and you're listening on revmedianetwork.com, you can chat with us directly and send us a question or a response. And that really worked well when we had John Slitt here on from Petra. That turned out to be a real great show. We had some great questions and stuff for him and some people just saying hi to him. So that's always good. So anyway, without any further ado, Mr. Evangelist Donald Perkins, how are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Glad to be with you today.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm glad you took the time to be with us and stuff. Let everybody know who you are. I know you're an evangelist. You've traveled extensively. You've been a part of some 55 other some books and stuff you've written. So you're part of Cloud 10 Productions' latest movie, 2012 Prophecy on the Panic. But we want to know, who is Donald Perkins?
Well, I'm the senior evangelist for According to Prophecy Ministries. We're a ministry that's totally dedicated and devoted to teaching Bible prophecy. Dealing with eschatology or the study of last things. As you said, we do travel extensively coast to coast and internationally teaching Bible prophecy. We've been online now for about, I guess, since 1995. I've been teaching and studying Bible prophecy now for almost a little bit over 30 years. And again, it's a full-time ministry devoted to making Bible prophecy simple for the common man as well as the student of prophecy.
Mm. Amen. Now, how often do you, and I asked this question to other Bible prophecy teachers as well, how often is on the pulpit is Bible prophecy being taught? I mean, because I don't see it often in a lot of the churches.
Yeah, well, as in regards to what I do, I mean, I teach a lot, but you are correct. It's not taught a lot. I do believe that it is a message that really need to be taught. I think a pastor should at least have at least once a year take his church through Bible prophecy, either the Book of Revelation, Daniel, or some messages related to Bible prophecy. You know, the Bible, where we're going to end up is prophecy. You know what I mean? We're ending up in the future. And I think it's vital that the church understand where we're headed. And because of that, because a lot of churches are not teaching the truth about it, we have all of these weird and silly things as in reference to like 2012. I mean, many people, even in the church, have gotten so confused about whether or not the Mayans predicted the end of the world. And, you know, if the church teach Bible prophecy correctly, it wouldn't be a problem in the church. But sadly, today it is.
It is. And I kind of laughed on that part only because, hey, I have a lot of good evangelist friends and a lot of good ministers. And I got to tell you what, they probably had their house stocked more than the person that wasn't a believer and that they're about to go through something in 2012. It happened in 2000 as well. And when people went in there and they kind of stored away because they figured all the commerce and everything was going to be shut down the next day. That's kind of a panic. And it's a lack of understanding and knowledge, I think. But that's why we need guys like you that can dive into this, because it's not something that can be simple to the common guy. There has to be a bit of revelation and a bit of understanding, and it takes a lot of time, too, to understand that stuff. So tell us about that.
But I will say this on the other side of that coin, too. It is a message that the average layman can understand and communicate. You know, I mean, God wants us all to know it, and if we are, you know, we study the Word of God, God will literally open it to us. But I would agree, I mean, that it is something that you got to devote a lot of time to. I mean, when the Lord called me to this area of ministry, I was one of those who didn't study Revelation or Daniel or prophecy, and as a young child, I was raised that you should never study those books. And when the Lord called me to this area of ministry, it was just amazing. He gave me a desire and a burden to spend time and As I began to study the Word, and then God began to open the Scriptures, I mean, it became, you know, unbelievably exciting, you know, and just to see that God has so beautifully placed our future in Scripture, it's just amazing.
Amen, amen. Well, give us give us some ideas and stuff about this 2012. How did everybody miss this? I mean, that it wasn't
thing. Well, again, and just let everybody know, this 2012 Latter-day prediction, really, it's just a new hashing of the New Age movement. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
The Mayans never really predicted the end of the world. I mean, today the New Age group has really bought into this 2012 hype and lie. And because a lot of people don't understand what the Scriptures teach about the future, they have bought into it as well. We had a movie that came out a few years ago, 2012, and that movie also predicted and showed, you know, what was coming, and they gave all the credibility to the Mayans, and they discounted the Bible and different things like that. And, you know, there's a lot of falsehood that's being taught out there. You know, they talk about the planet Nibiru, is gonna hit us in 2012, and you know the space industry has already discounted that, because if planet X on Nibiru was gonna hit us, it would already be in our solar system and we would actually see it. We're at mid year now, and there's no planet Nibiru. So again, there's all these different types of predictions. You know, they predicted the Mayans used the long count calendar, and you know, that calendar really was dealing with the harvest and different things like that. It's just like any calendar, like our calendar that we have. Our calendar is going to end this year, 2012, December 31, and then we'll go into 2013, January 1. And really, that the Mayan calendar ended exactly like that. But they never predicted the end of the world. Now, I'm a Bible teacher, so I like to stick strictly with the Word of God.
Sure, absolutely.
And as a result of that, I mean, I look at everything through the prism of the Word of God. And one way that I trust the Bible is because of Bible prophecy. We have a Bible that predicts prophecies that are centuries old that are literally coming to pass before our very eyes. I mean, we can see, the Bible has a track record that's been tested. You know, we have the nation of Israel today. I mean, that was one of the major indicators for the last days. God talked about Israel coming into last days, and there were many scholars that went on record and predicted that one day Israel would come back into world history. This was before 1948, and all these men did was stood on the Word of God, and they said it's coming back. Israel must come back based on Scripture. Many people laughed them to scorn and said, no, it's an impossibility, until 1948 when God brought Israel back into world history. So we have countless prophecies like that that God prophesied and predicted from the Bible that gives us proof text that we can trust the Word of God's prophetic Word. So I say all that to say this. The Bible does give us the end of the world. God literally maps out the end of the world in Scripture. We know based on the Word of God, and I can say this dogmatically, that 2012 is not the end of the world. It cannot be based on prophecies in the Bible. You know, there are a number of things that must take place before we literally enter the end of the world season. Now, I do believe we're living in the end times. I do believe that. But, I mean, before we get to the actual end of the world, we step into the new heavens and the new earth, there are a number of things that God has prophesied in Scripture that must take place before that happens. And, you know, with the Mayan prediction, which the New Age movement has hijacked, they have literally read a lot into the Mayan so-called prophecies that is not true, as well as Nostradamus. They give a lot of credit to Nostradamus. Also, I believe he's a false prophet. You know, and I've said many times from pulpits across the country that, you know, if the church don't deal with the future, then the world will make an attempt at it. And when they do, they will never teach it correctly. And case in point, History Channel. You know, the History Channel has a reputation that they give us history, you know, correctly.
Yeah, you just so assume they, it. you just
yeah,
assume
they,
it.
Yeah, right. They have a reputation that they have a track record of giving good history. But, you know, they've gone into the prophecy business. I mean, I'll be honest with you, teaching Bible prophecy and... But they're not teaching it correctly. I mean, History Channel has gone overboard on the 2012 Mayan predictions. You know, I'm just reminded of some of the programs that they've created. In 2006, They had a program called Mayans Doomsday Prophecy. They did another one in 2006 entitled Last Days on Earth. 2009, they did a program called it's called Seven Signs of the Apocalypse. Now, the term apocalypse is the Greek word for revelation. You know, it's a prophecy word. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they created another one called in 2009. They did another one called Nostradamus 2012. I mean, they're using terms like prophecy and apocalypse and the end of the world. These are Bible terms that the History Channel has used to promote their programming, which again is totally falsehood. And you know, a lot of times because the programs are so slick and they're so well done as far as production, that when people see them and they don't know the Bible or they know little about the scriptures, that they eat it up hook, line, and sinker. You know, even on their website, they have on their website it says December 21, 2012, the end of days. Now this is on the History Channel. They're telling the world that the world is going to, it's going to be the end of days in 2012, you know, and we know based on Scripture it cannot be. It cannot be.
Amen.
Impossibility.
Amen. So what should our listeners be aware of when they're watching all these 2012 stuff on prophecy and stuff like that?
Well,
what should they be looking for?
Well, what I would say, first of all, that they really need to spend a little time in the Scriptures, you know, or either, you know, get the DVD by Cloud 10. I mean, that's a very good DVD, very thorough. They deal with, you know, all of the sides, and then they give the scriptural basis of why the 2012 prediction cannot be a reality. And again, you know, you need to do that. I mean, you need to know just some basic things about Bible prophecy. I mean, God has a... He has an order of events that will take place. You know, as a prophecy teacher, I do teach, and I believe in a pre-trib rapture. So I teach that the church will be raptured before the Great Tribulation. Now, the Great Tribulation is an event that's prophesied in Scripture. It's a seven-year event that must take place before Christ come back in the second coming. And again, it's one of those time verses or time events in Scripture that must come to pass before we reach the end of the world, you know. So it just things like that. I mean, there are some simple teachings in prophecy. The millennial reign, the thousand-year reign of Christ, that's a 1,000-year prophecy before we go into the end of the world. So, I mean, there are teachings in the Bible that I think, you know, we need to just get the basics on, you know what I mean, that will help us and well arm us again against the, you know, the false teachings of the so-called Mayan prediction. You know, they are concerned right now, the government, as well, I think, I say the government, but they are concerned, people at large are concerned that as we near the 2012 prediction, that there will be a rise in teen suicide. And the reason for that is because a lot of, the kids don't know what the Bible says about the future, and they have no hope. I was preaching in a conference a little while ago, and a gentleman came to me. He said, "Brother Perkins," he said, "I only have 3 years left to live." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He explained to me. He said, "Well, because the Mayans predicted the end of the world." He said, "I'm going to live my life. I'm going to live it up to the full because I only have 3 years left." And then I began to share with him. I said, "Well, sir, that's an impossibility based on Scripture." I said, "The Bible tells us what the end is going to look like." And then I began to give him different things in Scripture that must come to pass before the end of the world. And this young man was so caught up in the Mayan things that he didn't want to believe what the Scripture said. Mm. And so, you know, again, I think that we need to get some basic teaching on Bible prophecy. That'll help, you know. And if you don't know Bible prophecy, be very, very careful what you watch. So that's one of the warnings I can give. Be very careful what you watch on History Channel. Be very careful what you watch on Discovery Channel when it comes to things related to the Bible.
Amen, amen. Well, I see that your studies and your research, they've taken you kind of back to the Bible lands. Tell us about those.
Oh, yes.
And how'd you get to go from getting knowledge from the past and the present? We want to hear about those stories.
Well, what we've done, I mean, you know, we go out, I go to Israel, we've gone all over the world. I mean, I've done different things like that. And again, you know, just going through the Bible land was an amazing event because it was like the Bible literally came alive in front of me.
Amen.
You know, and as a prophecy teacher, I mean, I think every prophecy teacher, you know, you got to go at least one time to Israel. And when I went there, you know, I went there on assignment. I went to see the land of the Bible. Not only that, but I went to see Bible prophecy because, you know, I've been studying for a long time, and You know, I knew certain scriptures that the Bible says in the last days would happen, even in the land of Israel. So I went to see some of those things, and it was just amazing to see Bible prophecy come to pass before my very eyes. And just case in point, I'll give you a few things that we noticed. You know, the Bible talked about, again, that God would bring Israel back. Truly, Israel is back in the land. Not only that, but God said in the book of Ezekiel that he would cause the land to prosper toward Israel. He said Israel would blossom and bloom and fill the face of the world with fruit. That's Isaiah 27. He said, in the latter days, Israel is going to blossom and fill the world with fruit. And so I went to Israel just to see. And all over Israel, in the deserts, everywhere, I mean, there were fruit growing. And again, it's an amazing prophecy that God said would be a latter-day sign, you know. He talked about regathering the Jews to the land from all four corners of the world where he scattered them. When I was there, I saw Chinese Jews. I saw Ethiopian Jews. I mean, it was just amazing to see prophecy come to pass before my very eyes, you know. So, you know, we traveled to the land of Israel just to, you know, document events and things that have happened, as well as just, you know, studying and teaching Bible prophecy. I think it's a vital message that we need to understand, you know. And I must say this, too, and I got to say this. A lot of people today are afraid of the end-time message. I cannot tell you the time I've gone to churches where people said, Brother Perkins, I almost didn't come to this conference because of the subject on the end times, and I'm afraid of it, you know. And as they come through and they participate in the conference, by the end of the conference, they said, I'm so glad I attended because I'm no longer afraid of the end times. You know, knowledge about the end is very healthy, you know what I mean? God don't want you to be afraid of the end times. He wants you to understand the end times. So therefore, he placed it in Scripture for us to understand it, you know. So, you know, in our research and study, you know, what we do, we go and we try to make Bible prophecy palatable, you know, for the average layman as well as the Bible student. You know, we try to make it where the average person can understand it and can communicate it to a world that don't know. And I will say this, I mean, every one of us, humanity at large, we all have within us an innate desire to know the future. God put it there. But God wants you to come to him to understand the future, not going to the psychic line, not going to the zodiac or the horoscopes or going to the palm readers or whatever. God wants you to know the future, but he wants you to get it through the scriptures.
Amen. Amen. I can't agree with you more, especially nowadays everybody's so thrown off, and they're just trying to, you know, the economy, everything is just, they're looking for answers, basically, if we can just say it that way. And they're getting the answers in the wrong place, and the media itself is filling them with answers that aren't true. So
that are unbiblical.
Very, you know, true. Very unbiblical.
I mean, I'm glad you said that part, because even our Savior Jesus Christ is under attack, I mean, which also is another sign, because the Bible talks about in the latter days that there will be false Christ that would come into the land. I taught a message where I exclusively dealt on one of the signs of the times, one of the indicators, which is false Christ. And in this particular message, I dealt with false Christ in our past, false Christ in our present, and even false Christ in the media. And what I taught was that I believe the most diabolical of all the false Christ today is false Christ in the media. And what I mean by that was that the world, if you don't know Jesus of the Bible, if you don't know your Savior based on Scripture, the world will redefine Christ for you. I've been tracking periodicals like Time Magazine, Newsweek, different periodicals every holiday like Easter and Christmas. These periodicals come out with a cover story on Jesus Christ, but they never portrayed this our Savior in a scriptural light or a biblical sound light. They always show cast some kind of doubt, you know, new views of the resurrection or how did Christ actually die? What caused him to be murdered? I mean, they pose questions that are totally unbiblical, because the Bible gives us every reason why Christ came and died, you know. But again, I give the warning, you know, if you don't understand Bible prophecy, you don't understand the end of the world, you don't understand what the Bible teaches about these events, then the world is going to try to redefine you. You know, when the movie came out, The Da Vinci Code, that was a perversion of the gospel, you know, and I met Christians along the way that literally watched the movie, read the books, And today they are literally confused about the life of Christ. And all they had to do was just spend time in the scriptures to learn about the Savior. And this Johnny-come-lately so-called prophecy of the Da Vinci Code wouldn't have affected them. You know, Paul warned the church about those that would pervert the gospel in the latter days, you know. And again, this is exact fulfillment of what we're seeing today, you know. So again, my warning and my alert to the church, especially as an end-time teacher, we must become students of the Bible. We must become students of the end time. Get the basics, you know, get the basics. I challenge pastors all over the country. Listen, if you don't have an appetite for Bible prophecy, bring in a prophecy teacher, be it a lady or a man, but bring in a good qualified Bible prophecy teacher that can give the basics to your church, that will give them, you know, a foundation that will help them so they know how to defend the gospel when they're out there, you know, in the public place.
Amen, amen. Now, I see that you have an According to Prophecy Ministries Internet Radio. Tell us about that.
Well, the Internet Radio, it's a place where people can go there. We have a number of messages online. We have quite a few videos as well. We're also going to be launching our podcast pretty soon, so we will literally be having podcasts on the site as well. But we have a lot of messages there related to Bible prophecy. They can go there and listen to that. But they can also look for the podcast site in the future. That's something we're working on now. That's going to be really good. We can, you know, have messages by myself and other.
Oh wow! Well, you're talking to the podcast king, my brother. Anything you need, you let me know. You can use my servers. Anything.
Awesome.
And awesome. What time of the day are you thinking about doing your podcast?
Well, we're still working all of that out as to when. Do a little survey, and I guess trying to see what would be best time. But you know, being that it's online, it's so good. I mean,
I have a traditional radio studio, but I use the internet media to push it out. So, and yes. I've been able to get people on the air, and with mm-hmm. just a computer and a headset, and so
wow.
and I can get them to where their broadcast is top notch, just as a little,
wow.
just with training over the phone. And it's real simple. It's easy. You just press the button that says start after we mm-hmm. install the software, and you're on the air, buddy. Yeah, so
wow.
So yeah.
Well, I need to talk with you then.
Yeah,
I got
I'll give you a holler after the show or later on this afternoon, and I definitely want your teaching on my station. So
we'd love to be there.
So we can.
I would love to be there.
We can get you started from where you're at, and mm-hmm. I have a page. I don't know if you've seen it when you went to our website. It's called Live Events, and mm-hmm. that is a portion of the people that broadcast live. These are their sermons, their show,
and that
server is yours. You can broadcast as often as you want, and
wow.
and so you can use as often as you want. You can actually take that player that's on there and copy and paste mm-hmm. it on your website.
Okay.
So we need to talk after
the show, because I definitely want to do that. I mean, that's where our heart is. And
okay.
You know, I get questions. I'm on a lot of radio stations across the country, as well as TV.
Oh yeah.
And I get a lot of questions related to prophecy. I mean, people are really concerned right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And again,
they need your message, and that's why I want to put it for our listeners to get your message, and then we'll have archives.
Amen.
We'll talk after the show. I've been doing this for. Oh my gosh, 5-6 years now. So I was before it was popular, I was doing it, and God had a plan, and his plan was for me to learn it, make it affordable for everybody, and be a blessing. And you know, my show's grown. I've had guests from all over the world, it's you know, but I let God do the building, and I just working, and He does the building.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
I look forward
to that, because that's really where our heart
okay,
is.
Okay, well, see, that's you know, we're here for your interview, but I know God has something bigger for all
amen.
The time, and you know, we'll plug in and we'll help you however we can, my brother. And
amen.
Now, tell me before we go, how did you get involved with the 2012 Prophecy or Panic video?
Well, again, I teach at a number of conferences around the country, and I was contacted by Cloud 10. They know that I was a prophecy teacher, and so what happened, we did a conference. I didn't host a conference. I was part of a group. It was called the group, where the conference was called God's News Behind the News, and every year we meet in Florida for this major prophecy conference, one of the largest prophecy conferences in the nation, headed by Dr. Joe Van Coovering. And what happened, myself, along with a number of other colleagues, we all were going to meet in this one central place. So Cloud 10 contacted us in reference to it, knowing our views on prophecy. And we did the interviews there, and I mean, it was just great. Great questions. And a lot of us, I actually taught a message called 2012, A Warning or Deception. And in that message, I actually dealt with it. I said, now, is this 2012 prediction, is it a true warning from God, or is it a deception? And in this DVD message I did, I showed that it was a deception. So, you know, Cloud 10, they contacted us as one of the ministries that they interviewed, and that's how it started. But I'm so glad to be a part of this DVD presentation, because they did a very good job on it. I mean, I highly recommend that your viewers or your listeners get it. I mean, they can actually go to 2012 doc. That's 2012 doc.com to order the DVD, or they can even come to our website. And my website is www.accordingthenumber2prophecy.org. That's accordingthenumber2prophecy.org. And they can actually order the 2012 DVD by Cloud 10. Well done. Great, great, great job. I mean, they did a great job. You come away with a lot of facts, biblical facts, that will really help you to be able to communicate that message to those who don't understand it.
Amen, amen. Well, I don't know if I can give a better promo than that, my brother. No, I'm going to enjoy it. I have it in my hand right now. I'm going to look at it this weekend, and I'm going to enjoy it. I'll see you on there. I'll tell my family, hey, that I know that guy. I interviewed him. they're always like, yeah, Dad, we know.
But I really believe that it'll bless your family, you know, and if you have your kids watch it too, I think that's very good for them,
yes,
too, because,
yes,
you know, the teenage group have really bought into the 2012 hype because of the Mayans. It's amazing, you know, their appetite for this, but a lot of the kids today have really bought into it, you know.
Oh, and, yeah. I mean, I got to be honest. My kids watch the Da Vinci Code and watch that 2012, and they're like blown away by it, and you know,
yes,
and it's like, but they all had questions and stuff afterwards, and I corrected them and showed them where,
yes,
and I'm glad, because if they wouldn't have questions, and then they wouldn't be watching it.
I want them to
have opinions and have objectives, but I want them to understand the truth.
Yeah, but it's good to be able to give them the truth, because a lot of parents don't know that, and the kids are listening to that and they're believing it. You know, I did a meeting early part of the year in a prison. It was a woman's prison, and had a lady came to me, and she was in tears. She said, "Brother Perkins," she said, "I'm really having a problem with the Bible because I read the Da Vinci Code." She said, the questions that they posed in that book and the movie is just basically racing in her head, you know. And
yeah,
I was able to share with her. I said, you know, it's a falsehood, that was not true, and I gave her different examples of why it couldn't be true, you know. But you know, these kind of things happen, and you know, we need the truth presented to a world that's getting all this falsehood, you know. So I want to thank you for allowing us to come in on your program and to deal with this issue.
Oh, absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
And, I pray that it helps helps somebody, you know.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, yeah. Anytime you put the truth out, it's going to unlock something for someone. So, and I believe that. Hey, brother, thank you for coming on the show. Give us your website and your contact information for anyone that wants to call you or email you or whatever.
Okay, my website again is www.accordingthenumber2prophecy.org. And then if you can't get it that way, go to Google, Yahoo, any one of them, and put in Evangelist Donald Perkins, and one of my web pages will come up. That's one of the simplest ways.
Hell yeah.
You can contact the ministry, 619-469-1382. That's 619-469-1382. That's our new number, new office number, or just go to the website, and we have a number up there on our web banner. We've been online since 1995. When I first went online, there was not too many prophecy ministries online, so we've been on for a while.
There wasn't too many ministries online at that time, too.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. And I'm just grateful that we've been on as long as we have. I mean, it's been a wonderful tool for us.
Well, longevity speaks for you. Longevity always will speak for the ministry and the people that minister. Well, again, my brother, thank you for being on the show with us. We really appreciate you.
Well, my friend, I really appreciate you having us today, and we look forward to maybe coming back in the future.
Absolutely. I'll give you a call in about 10 minutes if that's good.
Beautiful.
Okay, thank you. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Amen and amen. That was evangelist Donald Perkins, and that was a good interview because I tell you, there's not many people that understand the importance of prophecy and have a clear revelation of what the prophecy says. I actually polled some of the ministers that I know and asked them how often they teach about prophecy, and myself and my pastor, and I got to tell you, not often. Not often. But does that mean that you shouldn't be read up on it? Does that mean that you shouldn't be involved in like these kind of videos that he has, 2012 Prophecy and or Panic, that you can buy from Cloud 10 Productions or cloud10pictures.com, or you can visit his site, accordingtoprophecy.org. That's the number 2, accordingtoprophecy.org. And get this, you have to be able to get yourself in the right area, the right tools, the right ideas and faith, grounded in the Word of God, and you have to have those kind of truths for you. You got to have it. We'll be right back. I'm going to go to a quick break, and then we'll come back to finish up the show. God bless.
A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
Joe Gibbs, in his most recent book, A Game Plan for Life, subtitled Your Personal Playbook for Success, explains that as the head coach for the Washington Redskins, he would call in his 13 coaches on a Monday or Tuesday morning to craft a game plan for the following week. They would watch film for many, many hours, looking for the strengths and weaknesses of the opposing team and then matching them up against his own team. When the players got to the practice on Wednesday, they were promptly given a 2-inch binder. He had a game plan on how they were going to win that football game. The Bible is the game plan for life, and if you refuse it, then what other legitimate game plans of life are even out there for you to choose? Just something to ponder. Dwight Allen here, your Sports Chaplain of the Year. Now go to asecondlookatsports.org.
There's never been a tougher time in American history to raise a godly teenager. Our teens are pummeled with unprecedented temptations every day, causing unparalleled behavioral problems. Our American Judeo-Christian heritage has faded from today's culture to the point that we can no longer rely on government, our neighborhoods, or our public schools to reinforce the biblical worldview that we're trying to instill in our kids. An authoritative community model still exists, however, at a place called Shepherd's Hill Farm, located in Martin, Georgia. Shepherd's Hill Farm is a Christ-centered, year-long residential program and school for troubled teens struggling to navigate our sin-saturated society. God is using the staff at Shepherd's Hill Farm to cultivate the soil of teenagers' hearts so that the seed of His Spirit can transform them into change agents for Jesus Christ and for the sake of our American culture.
Trace Embry is the founder and director of Shepherd's Hill Farm. Shepherd's Hill is a Christ-centered and biblically-based residential program where struggling teens can experience life with healthy boundaries that are defined, enforced, and enjoyed. Find out if we can help you at shfteens.org.
Are you good enough to go to heaven? Are you okay? Did you know the Bible says that there's none righteous, no, not one? Did you know that you'll never be good enough to go to heaven? And neither will I. When Isaiah saw God's glory, he said, "Woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. I'm not okay, and neither are you." The only way we can be made okay is to face the fact that we are not okay. The good news is that Christ came to seek and to save people that are not okay. He who knew no sin became sin for us on the cross, in order that we might receive the free gift of God and be made the righteousness of God in Christ. The pay for our sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But unless we turn from sin and give our lives to Him, we will not be forgiven. If you'd like to hear more, come to Church of the King at 7401 North Ware Road, just south of 5 Mile Line. ChurchoftheKingMcAllen.org, 585-4402.
You've been listening to RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily, 24/7, on your online connection. Welcome back. We are here on Thursday. Trace Embry is going to be following us next next week. We're going to be moving Trace's time. I got to get a hold of them and make sure that they got my email. If not, we're going to have to move Trace up an hour, or we're going to have to move him back just an hour to start, because our shows have been really, really successful at 11, and we moved our shows from 11 to 12, and we've been shutting down our signal early on Thursday since we made the moves, but we want to keep going on there. And so Trace Embry will start broadcasting out 10:30 on our station on Remedy Network and on Radio Channel 1 on Thursdays. And that's the only move we're going to make. We just added Daniel at 12. He's just building his audience. So I'll make the announcement again next week just for y'all to remember. Marilyn Hickey will be on the show. Now I want you to write this down. Marilyn Hickey will be on the show next Tuesday. Tuesday on June 19th, we'll have Marilyn, and we're going to have some fun. She was on here last time, and we had a great, great, great time with her. It was an interesting show, and it was just blessed. I mean, she was so graceful in everything that she does, and it just really blessed us. So we're going to have a great time with her on the show again, and I'll see if we get Pastor David Hope upstairs and be with us on the show, on the program as well. So anyway, we had a great show. Prophecy, didn't we? I mean, I know you have questions on that. I know you think about it. I know that you sometimes wonder, and who don't get into a movie and really enjoy it and but you gotta be able to disseminate. You gotta be able to take out what's false and able to apply the truth. And hey, I tell you what, when I watch those movies, I'm like, lie, whatever, lie. It just, I can say lie because I'm grounded in truth, my friends. I'm grounded in faith. I'm grounded in Christ. So when you watch those things, you need to be able to, or you shouldn't be watching them. If you can't disseminate between the two, and you cannot understand and take out the stuff that is not God, and which is probably about 75% to 85% of what you're watching on anything dealing with prophecy, end times, and Christ's life that has been made by a major studio or made by a studio to put into production to make money, because that's all movies are made for, is to make money. And book ministries like this, Cloud 10, yeah, they're in it to make money as well, but they're in it to put the word of God out. It's kind of a catch-22. I run into the same thing for my books, my videos, my broadcasting. I'm in it to be able to be a blessing, but hey, you got to make a living as well. So, you know, God has his plan and has things together. So 2012, Prophecy or Panic? I want you to think about this. Get it. Cloud10pictures.com. I'm sure if you did a search on Prophecy or Panic, you'll get a whole bunch of other websites. So it's probably best just go to cloud10pictures.com or go to accordingtoprophecy.org. Remember, if you can't find according to the number 2 prophecy.org, enter evangelist Donald Perkins on your search engine and you will find him. You will find him, and we're going to enjoy having him and welcome him to the station. All right, my friends, thank you for listening today. And again, Trace Embry is going to be following me right now, and then Daniel is going to be about 10 minutes behind on the shows. Next week, 10:30, Trace will start playing. We'll be playing at 10:30 Central Standard Time, and we'll be back on track on our 11 o'clock hour. All right, my friends, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of our message today, and I know that God has something special planned for you. Remember to write me, Rev Media Network, david@revmedianetwork.com, or you can email me, david@revministries.com. You can also write me in snail mail, Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. And before I go, I got to tell you this praise report. We got our tickets and everything ready for Kenya. July, end of July, we'll be going to Kenya. And we're going to be excited about that. We are excited about that. We're going to be excited going on the plane. It's a long, long trip, my friends. Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking it's 10 hours over, 8 hours across. So 10 hours to Amsterdam, 8 hours, 8 and a half hours to Nairobi. And then another plane the next day to Kisumu. And then to Kakamega, where we're going to be ministering. A lot of traveling there. But we're going to have fun. I'm going to go with my pastor. We're going to be a blessing. We're going to minister to the leaders. And that's always an honor to minister people, to bless them. So we'll talk more about that next week with Marilyn. She's very mission-minded. And we're going to be able to, she goes to Pakistan and all over the world. And she's had some great success and continues to have success. And we're excited about it. So God bless you, my friends. Thank you for tuning in. Trace Embry is coming up next. And we'll see you on next time on The Midwatch.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its host.